Up next, we have Camille, who is a dear friend of mine from class, who will be leaving shortly after the school year ends to conduct research in South Korea. So we wish her the best of luck with that and all other future endeavors. And she will be reading her story, Missing Person.
Sweat, chlorine, and other chemical compounds stung the inside of Sam's nose, and she loved every moment of it. Each stroke pulled her body through the water, legs propelling her faster than the rest of her teammates. The last 500 yards were always the best. After the seventh lap or so, her thoughts would disappear. She would follow the black line on the floor beneath her and watch it dip into the deepest part of the pool. Every seven strokes, her lungs tugged her to breathe into her armpit, alternating each side. Gasp. One, two, three, four, five, release air, breathe. When the flags above the pool came into vision, Sam would speed up a little faster, tuck her body into a tight ball, and somersault away from the wall, pushing with her 2 feet. She would try to stay underwater as long as possible, pointing her feet and dolphin kicking her 2 legs together, taking 3 strokes before finally emerging for a breath. On the 15th lap, Sam forgot to breathe before flipping against the wall. Panicking, she flipped and kicked off the wall harder than before, clawing her way to the surface of the water. She gasped for air, only to swallow a gulp of water. Stopping mid-lane, she tore off her goggles and hung onto the lane line and let others pass her. She coughed, and every breath sounded like a wheeze. "What the hell happened?" her coach yelled from across the pool deck. "Nothing. I just, forgot to breathe." "Come on, Sammy, baby. You gotta get your head in the game." I know, I'm sorry." "You better be. You're not on the fast lane for nothing. Take 50 and go shower off." Pulling her goggles off, back over her eyes and shaking her head side to side, she glided through the lane for 2 more laps. Sam was startled and remembered that she'd woken up feeling the same way she did a week before. Someone was missing, she just didn't know who. Now remember, you should never start a paper with dialogue. I know that when you were in elementary and middle school, Sam could hear Mrs. Button speak, but her eyes kept wandering towards the clock. So you watched the second hand tick by 3 times, only to move back every cycle. There was only so much talking that Sam could sit through. First, she would start bouncing her right leg up and down to stay focused, and then she would start clicking her retractable pen, but eventually her eyes would always find their way to the clock. Watching it closely, trying to listen to the clicks between the words of the people around her, there were moments that she felt guilty. Mrs. Button was kind and occasionally funny, but more often than not, she would just say things that didn't make sense. "Hey, you still with us, Sam? It's time for lunch," Franny asked. Her eyebrows knit together, both hands firmly planted on the desk in front of Sam's notebook, breasts 4 inches away from Sam's nose. A mixture of chlorine and salt lingered on Franny's skin from swim practice that morning, and her hair was pulled back in a tight bun, probably the source of her headaches. "Oh, yeah, geez, I'm sorry, ready for lunch. Coach killed us today. For such a tiny man, he is such I actually have no idea where I was going with that statement. Classic." Classic, a smile crept on Sam's face as she got up from her desk. "Yeah, what happened today? I was in the lane 5 and I heard someone yelling going on about the last 500, and it sounded like your voice." "Oh, nothing. I just forgot to breathe, and I swallowed way too much." That's what she said. Sam stopped, gaped, shoved her sister lovingly before running ahead of her, laughing down the corridor and tugging on the giant red doors that led into the cafeteria. Once they heard that from Tara that Mr. Sullivan had a substitute, the 2 girls knew that they were going to skip their 5th period. They went to their favorite spot, the Atlantic Atrium. Years before they arrived at the Maritime Technology Academy, students had painted murals onto the high walls. This particular room featured marshlands with spoonbills, swamp chickens, alligators. There was an ongoing debate among the juniors and seniors if there was a bong hidden somewhere between the blades of grass, but the art teacher always just gave a meek smile whenever anyone asked. Sam and Franny both believed it was a bong. The 2 girls lay side by side with their legs perpendicular to their hips against the wall. They listened to the crowd grow soft and classroom doors slammed shut. Sam looked over to Franny and watched the light filter through the skylight onto her face. Franny's eyes were shut and her freckles flashed every time a cloud passed by. Sam always felt the most grounded in moments like these, content to just shut the world out with her best friend. "Remember that dream that I told you about earlier this week?" Sam asked, breaking the silence between the two. "No, not really. You have a lot of dreams. Was it which one was it? Oh, was it the one with the baby and slime?" "No." "Dang it. Okay, which one was it?" "It was the one about that person, you know, the one where I felt I was supposed to meet someone." "Oh yeah, that one. What about it?" "Well, I had it again, and I can't get rid of this pressure in my chest. It feels like I love this person." "Aw, are you gonna finally admit that you love Danny?" "OMG, no. I don't love Danny. It's not like, I don't know. Regardless, do you feel like you want to get laid? No, it's definitely not that. The feeling in my chest is both sad and happy. I'm not even sure if it's in a romantic way. All I know is that I'm lying in the back of a pickup truck and it's, like, the perfect weather. It's sunny. The leaves have just turned into different colors. There's a nice breeze, a pile of blankets, and they're just there, laying next to me, and it feels like I've known them my entire life. Wait, you keep on saying they. You don't know if this person's a boy or a girl? I mean, I know that they have short hair and they have a really great smile and they're, like, bigger, but other than that, no, not really. All I know is that I feel safe with them. Wow. I know, that's the weird part. I looked it up online, what it means to dream about a person that you don't know, but then all I found was a woman who was talking about feeling like she was cheating on her husband and how she was about to leave her kids to, like, dreamland with this man. Then I tried looking up what's the significance of pickup trucks. Didn't get much there either. You do realize dreams are mostly nonsense, right? According to who? No one really understands dreams. I guess I just want to know why I'm having these dreams. Maybe it's because I'm lonely. Maybe it feels like something's that I'm missing. Maybe. A thin wall separated Franny's room from Sam's. Not that it really mattered. They always opted to hang out in Sam's room. Rather, they opted to use Sam's window to gain access to the roof of their house. Countless scratches left their marks on the girls' legs because of the grimy texture of the roof. They watched sunsets, sunrises, migratory bird patterns, runners, bikers, swarming gnats. They laughed, cried, tried their first and last cigarettes, thought, questioned. Hey, what are you doing out here alone? Franny's head stuck out the window, one arm supporting her body and the other shielding her eyes from the sun. I'm just thinking about things. On cue, Franny pulled her head back in and swung her left leg through the window and crawled her body through the hole before plopping next to Sam. What you thinking about? I guess, I don't know, it's weird. Dude, just tell me, it's fine. Okay, well, I mean, what if the person I'm missing in my life is like a sister or a brother? What are you talking about? I'm your sister. No, I know, but like, I was reading online, and there have been these, like, stories that adoptees have found biological siblings through DNA testing, and I was just thinking, what if I have a sibling out there? What difference does it make, though? I guess, I don't know, it's weird to think that there's someone else that looks like me. I've been thinking about asking Mom if I could order a DNA kit. Silence passed between the two, and Sam breathed in deeply. What are you thinking about, Fran? I don't know, I guess I don't see the point. Why do you feel like you're missing a person? Like, the missing person in your dream is a sibling. Do you not feel safe with me? It's not about that, Fran. I don't know. It's hard for me to explain. I think you're not understanding. I'm not. Why does it matter if you have a biological sibling? It doesn't. I mean, it does. But, like, look. Sam held her arm and compared it next to Franny's. Sam's arm was significantly darker than the light skin of her sister's. Sam had always had a slightly darker complexion, but swim seasons always exacerbated the difference. Their hair was different, their eyes were different, everything was different. Fran, I love you, but there are just some things that you would never understand. Sam didn't even know if she understood or what things she was talking about. Look, it's fine, I get it. I think that if you want to search for this part of your identity, then you should do it. Franny broke eye contact and pulled her eyes close to her body, arms wrapped around her shins, chin rested on her knees. Sam looked at her sister and noticed the knit between Fran's brows and concern that filled her eyes. I don't want to replace you, Fran. I just want to know more about myself. I want to piece together a history that I never got. I want to know what it's like to look into the face of someone and think, oh, I guess that's where I got my birthmark, or hey, we share the same eye shape. I just wanted to be able to be recognized as someone's sister. I don't want to be told that I speak English well when English is the language that is the only language I've ever known. Franny looked up at the sky and turned to look at Sam. She took her sister in silently before formulating what she wanted to say next. I know that you don't want to replace me, but that doesn't change how it feels. What if you like them more than me? What if you spend more time with them? You're the only sister I've ever known. You talk about how you want to be someone's sister, but you're my sister. I just don't understand why I'm not enough. And you don't think I understand when someone tells me they think I'm dumb because I have blonde hair? It's not the same. And replacing you, that's not going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I may have a biological sibling, I may not. It may be a fabrication made up in my mind, but it's something that I have to find out. You are my sister, but no one else sees that. I guess. Yeah, I guess so too. Their shadows stretched and bled into the trees at the end of the yard until they faded into one another.